Hey Carl, do you class that as 2 points dropped today after possession and chances?
Yeah, definitely. I think, credit to, a real positive to come out of the day, making out and getting back on the score sheet, scoring 2 goals, Hopefully that'll set him off a bit. Especially in that first half, it looks as though it wasn't going to be. It was just going to be one of those days because we played well enough, created enough chances. Wasn't ruthless enough and wasn't clinical enough. So on another day we're 6 and 7.
I was going to say, it would work 3 times in the first half.
Yeah, exactly.
That sums it up, really.
It did. It's from the first half up, but credit to the lads because they kept going and kept believing, because very easy to start thinking on the negatives on that front and start thinking, it's not going to be our day, but they kept plugging away and great for Norris to get his goal. Disappointing that we've got back in it and then, given the another sloppy goal away. But that's something we know the origins of, and we're going to work. We'll put that right in training.
I was going to say, because both were goals again, frustrating, because they're both mistakes again and sloppy goals that we don't need to give away.
Obviously the first one, what can you do there? It's a total individual error. The second one is people getting carried away and shooting ourselves in the foot in many respects, because we're getting carried away and not being in the right positions where they should be defensively. So, but like I say, we know what we need to do to put that right, and it's a no-brainer. We'll be doing that in training.
And you mentioned Norris's goals, and I asked you that frankly last week about him. Is it a worry? And you said no, and he's got 2 today. Yeah. So that's what I know.
No, well, that's at some point he'll score 30 goals. We know that.
Yeah.
So, that's something that we've got in our armoury, and on another day, like I say, it's 6 and 7. They're feeling down in there, the lads, because they probably expected themselves to win. But I give Stocks Bridge some credit, because they battled hard, and it's one of their places. So, it's 2 points dropped, but. Still a long way to go.
And next week, Durham. Is there any preparation different with being on a 3G pitch or whatever?
No, we train on a 3G pitch. It is a bit of a, not so much a leveler, but the good games always seem to be a bit flat.
I remember speaking to you last time. I think we said that it was like a training game.
Yeah, that's something that we've got to, not use an excuse. We've got to turn up and play the game no matter what it's on, and play to the standards that are expected.
Because we saw last time against Durham, both games, even though they were on a downer, they weren't easy games, and next week it's going to be difficult because they're better now.
Yeah, they're better than they were, and like you say, on the pitch. But we train on that pitch, and I'm certainly not going to use that as any kind of excuse. We'll be going now looking for a positive result.
Well, cheers, Gal.
Cheers.